Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Howitt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Howitt. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Stillwell moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Henderson hits a line drive off the glove of Howard, and into shallow right field. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Wilson moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Athletics, 1. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Eisenreich. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. McGuire moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benzinger for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Main takes first base on ball four. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Main. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Gallego applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is one for one in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is one for one in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gibson is one for one in the game, with a double. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is one for one in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Brett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McGuire is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball four. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howitt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive off the glove of Bordick, and into shallow left field. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eisenreich scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Main is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Main hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Benzinger moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive for a single. Benzinger moves to third. Main moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Benzinger tags and scores. Main tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maine hits a line drive beyond second. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maine moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maine scores. It's 5-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howitt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howitt takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Tom Gordon now pitching. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Riles hits a line drive for a single. Jacoby scores. Gallego moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Scott Brosius pinch runs for Ernie Riles. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Gallego moves to third. Brosius moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Gallego scores. Brosius moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's Royals, 5, Athletics, 5. Mike Magnant now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive beyond short. Stillwell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brocious scores. Henderson scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Joel Johnston now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Scott Brocious now playing second base. Eric Shaw now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Benzinger hits a line drive into right field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pecota is 0-for-3 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howitt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howitt hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stillwell. Jacoby moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Scott Brocious. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Gallego. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Gallego steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing second base. Kevin Seitzer pinch hits for Brent Maine. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean Berry pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Mike McFarland pinch hits for David Howard. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarland hits a ball on the ground for a single. Berry moves to second. Bobby Moore pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. Berry scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Pecoton now playing second base. Sean Berry now playing third base. Tim Speyer now catching. Steve Crawford now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Storm Davis now pitching. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howitt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howitt hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Eisenreich strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benzinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.